XJW Mobile.
Dave, N0TR Mobile. Oh, we're up here. I guess on Wade Hampton headed towards Highway 14, headed towards home. Been out buying some flowers and things, Dave. How's your day?
Was getting a phone call, but I don't know who it was from. I think it was a spam risk telephone call, but I'm not sure. So you've been out doing what?
Police wanted some flowers, and I had some electrical apparatus to take back. I installed a welding receptacle for the grandson last week, and I got a few extra things in case I needed them, because I have to drive 14 miles south down to their house, and I didn't want to be without.
Receptacle?
Welding, Dave, for a welder. I give him my welder. I don't use it anymore. I had a 225-amp buzz box is what they call them, Dave. And he's interested in learning how to weld.
Took anything like an oven or a dryer outlet?
It can vary. You can put in four-wire twist locks. You can put in three wires. By code, I suppose it has to be the four-wire one nowadays. But the welder had a three-wire one on it, so I'll leave that to your imagination.
Asking, is Johnny back in the winter or maybe in last fall, I can't remember, in one of the club meetings, he went over wiring your house so that you could plug your generator into your house. Your house had an outlet in it, and you could plug your generator into your house and start it. And it had two ways of doing it, one with an automatic lockout for the things that your generator wasn't strong enough to run, and one for a manual lockout. Either case, you were protected. I asked him the same question about that outlet, and he said, no, it's not one of those. It's something different than either one of those.
A little bit there, Dave. Towards the last, about the last third, that would be a transfer switch. Ours is a Generac, and it has an automatic transfer on it, and I just love it. But when I first come down here, I put in a four-wire twist lock in the carport, and it feeds down to the basement. And so if the power goes out, I would just go up and shut the main off, start the generator, plug it into the house, and we were good to go up to, it was around 6,000 watts, I think, Dave.
I was going to start out slow, you know, walk before you run. He wanted me to start out running, and I told him, no, thank you. So he understood, and I was going to go with the manual lockout and do the manual lockout and then plug the generator that I have into the side of the wall over there where there's some gravel where you can park it outside. And I was thinking about putting a little shelter over it so it didn't get rained on, but I didn't know that that's necessary. But anyway, other priorities took over, and I never got around to it, to doing that. But I will one of these days.
Back old memories, Dave. My buddy N5SD, Steve Draper, up in Kansas, he took care of all of the microwave systems for the Kansas City Southern Railroad. He worked for Comet Industries out of Louisiana, but they serviced them. And he always kept in his pocket round Tuits, Dave. They were little, like these medals they exchange, you know, challenge coins. He'd give you a round to it if you didn't have one.
That's scratchy because I just went behind Roper Mountain. But I'm climbing in elevation, so it might get better until I go down the other side of what I'm climbing. But there used to be a radio-controlled airplane, and it was very popular. A lot of people bought it. It was a disc. It was round, and it was an airplane. And part of the back part of the circle were your ailerons and elevators all mixed into one. It was just two control surfaces that controlled attitude and roll, pitch and roll. Attitude and roll. And they named it Round to It so that everybody could get around to it.
Yes, N0TR. Yeah, old Steve, he was quite a card. He's one of the few that I knew that he went down and took the all of the tests for ham radio at once, including 20 words a minute for extra class, and passed them in one time. Now, you could do that now with the writtens, but just think about that at 20 words a minute. He did that, and then he had a commercial license like I got, and only he had the radar endorsement, so he'd always rub that into me that he had the radar endorsement, and I didn't. I just never did get around to taking it because I didn't have any use for it, to be honest with you.
Well, people that had to take the test, the CW test, the code test, and those people that got their license without doing it, the real winners weren't the people that got their license without having to do that. They were actually the real losers because it's so gratifying when you know how to interact with a machine like that. I mean, there's something about it, you know, all that hard work that you put into it, and then your ability to actually use that and communicate with somebody else. It's, I don't know, it's just really exciting for me.
There wasn't nothing on last night that was of any interest, and most of it was FT8. And then I had saw this 9 kilowatt out of Kuwait, and I'm sure I've talked to him before, but it's been several years. And he was on 30, and I didn't hear him at all. And then I heard him, I saw that he switched to 20 on QRZN, and I just went up there and had a conversation with him. His name's Amir. He's a real nice guy and been a ham radio operator for years and years. He's moved all over the country over there. But it's pretty nice just to be able to switch over and, you know, do sideband or do CW. Of course, you know my preference is CW, but I love to talk on sideband, too. It's N0TR Mobile.
Talking on, I mean, I like CW and I like digital. I don't like phone side so much. I talk to people all the time. I guess because I did that for a living. I used to talk to people constantly, all day, every day. And I got sick of talking to people. I didn't mind. I mean, I don't mind it when I'm on 2 meters, but it's different when you're on HF. It's like, nah, I'm not going to do that. I go to FT8 or PSK. PSK is even better than FT8 because I have my own homegrown programs for PSK. I'm going to have to do the same thing for FT8. But and then CW, that was really good when I was doing it a lot. But if you don't continue doing it a lot, if you don't keep your skills up, you lose it. Okay, there you are. My dad used to teach CW, and when he would go a long period of time without using it, it took him a while to get back in the groove.
Well, you know, I got ticked off at them when they dropped it, and so I just stopped doing anything for about 3 years, very rarely. And I'm like you, the sideband portion of it is in a lot of places degenerated as far as language and things like that. But there are still a lot of good people on it, and so I enjoy it some. It just depends. And as you get older, you find out what frequencies and where to go and who's cordial and who isn't, let's say. But for many years, you never heard any. When we had that lower 25 kcs of bandwidth, you never heard any swearing, any intestinal jamming or stuff like that. And gotta say, Dave, you hear it all the time now, especially if they're doing contests. It's very rude and dirty at times. But I'd say about 98% of it, though, is squared away and really good. And I could not say that about sideband. But when I dropped it there, I started back up doing it. And it didn't take long at all to pick it back up. And I remember talking to you on CW at about 20 words a minute.
Well, before I switched jobs, because I was comfortable at the first bank that I worked at, and the second bank I had to start all over from the beginning, so I didn't have any time for anything, ham radio or airplanes, either one. So that's my downfall is when I switched jobs, it took everything I had on the new job for about 5 years. That's what it takes to get back up to speed, you know, in a new role. But before that, when I was comfortable, yeah, I could get up to, I couldn't do 20 words every single day. I could do 24 words on really good days, and I could do 20 on mediocre days, and I couldn't get past 18 on a bad day.
Excellent, Dave. I generally have a QSO at about 28, but I slow down if somebody comes on and wants to, and is sending at a slower speed just to accommodate them. You won't believe this, but actually it's harder to slow down after you're used to going at a faster rate. And that's no brag, it's just a fact. But, yeah, you did fine. I'll never forget that. And that antenna that you put up for me when I moved down here was just a breath of fresh air, because I was really despondent when I left Kansas about ham radio, because I thought, well, I'll never have room for a tower or an antenna. And you put that super loop up for me, and I made over 1,000 contacts that year, Dave.
I enjoyed that. I was glad to do that. I heard you talking about not having anything, and I thought, well, it'd be so simple to solve that. And actually, we did, especially if you got 1,000 contacts off of it. That's good. The Super Loop antenna is a really, really good antenna. That's hard to beat for the effort that it takes to get it in the sky. I'd say the Mystery antenna is second to the Super Loop in my book. I know everybody's got their preferences. I've never had a Wyndham, though, but I'm hearing a lot of good things about Wyndhams.
My Wyndham's 265 feet long, and by far it does not have to be. You can put an 80-meter one up, and it does a good job, but it's got a lot of lobes on it, so I'm told. I don't get into the antenna theory that much anymore, Dave. I'm not smart enough, but guys like Ariel and that. But K4SV told me one time it had a lot of lobes on it, and he kind of cringed when I told him what I had. But most of the time, it'll talk most anywhere I want, but just like last night, my go-to antenna is still a Super Loop. Now, I've had to replace that one once or twice, but I put up this new silky wire. This, I think it's a 531 or 533, and it's 7-strand copper-clad steel with insulation on it. And I know ND7J had a tree fall on his one time. He says it just bowed it down some until he cut the tree off of it, and it didn't even break it. So I really like that. And I put some copper-clad steel up. Chad helped me for 160-meter vertical, and it broke within 2 weeks. And so I went back with this other one, and it's still going great. So it's a great wire. But that Super Loop, I don't see it as so hard, but Bob seemed to think that it was, he said, if you can put that up, you can put anything up, Tom. Ends are LTR.
JW, well, that's the same thing that, and let me know if I'm getting weak, because I'm only 10 watts. I can go to 50 if I need to. But remember Mike, W5MFC, him and Lisa, boy, and he put up a horizontal loop. But I guess it encompassed about 3 or 4 acres. It was huge. It was enormous. And I remember getting it through all of the trees. We'd shoot it over a bundle of trees and then pull it through, and shoot it over the next bundle and pull it through. And I know sometimes it gets stuck, and I would put my whole weight on it. I'd wrap it around a piece of wood, and I'd be dangling on the end of the antenna, jumping up and down, trying to get it to get past that whatever it was stuck on, and never did break it. He said he tried to pull it down with the Jeep before he left there. They moved. They don't live there anymore. But he tried to pull it out with the Jeep, and it was lifting the back wheels of the Jeep up off the ground.
Wow. And what kind of wire was that, Dave?
That copper-clad steel that Bob was talking about.
Yeah, that, I don't know why it broke, though, on me. But it's like handling baling wire or something. Well, spring steel. The dang stuff wants to roll back up on itself. I'd never used it by itself. It worked good, but it broke under strain. But I got weights that move up and down with the wind. And by the way, your signal's great, and there's no problem yet. But I like this silky 7-strand copper clad steel with an insulation on it, and N4IQ told me about it, and he's got more experience with wiring antennas than anybody in the country, and if Bill says it, it's kind of like E.F. Hutton, I take it to the bank.
Working, I used to talk to Bill on the way into work, and sometimes on the way home, he'd be going to Greenville Tech, I think, to go to work, and I'd be leaving, forget where I was going, but anyway, I learned a lot from him, got a lot of respect for that guy, W4DJW.
One of the smartest individuals I've ever known on ham radio, just put it that way. Him and Ariel, they're great. But Bill's good to help you with anything you want to know. If I get stuck on something, I'll send him a text. Now, he might not get back to you right away, but he will get back to you. And his station is phenomenal. I don't know how many wire antennas he's got, but I love his grounding system. He uses that flat copper stuff, and years ago, I certainly did not have the money for that, and I'm not going to change it now, but I used about 1-inch wide braided wire for some of mine, and I read the other day you're not supposed to use braided wire. Why? I don't know. It's got to do with lightning protection. But he used the flat copper. I hate to buy that stuff now. I was just at Lowe's, and I was looking. I always go in the electrical section. In a box of 12-2 with ground was $169, I think, Dave. Just unbelievable, the price on copper.
Makes the price go up like that, right?
Not exactly. Supply and demand, I guess. But I really don't. But I just know, you know who I blame for that. Everything. I won't go into that. But no, I don't know what's caused copper to go up.
People paying that for it is what causes it to go up. If people quit paying for it, it'd come back down. But people that need it and they want it that bad, they pay that much for it, and then it goes up again. And then it just keeps on going up as long as it... And then when they quit paying that for it, then it starts to come back down again. So it's not that guy you want to blame. It's not him. It's the guy in the mirror. It's the people that buy it. It's the people that are the problem, not the guy up there in the White House.
In some respects, I agree, in some I don't, of course, and you and I never do agree on everything, but the price of diesel was such a burden to everybody, guys like Patrick and that, to make a living, and truck drivers, and I think that's probably the common denominator to a lot of this stuff going up is the fuel prices, and then it's passed off to the consumer. One time, our executive vice president, or he was the CEO of the company, he says, Tom, he says, something was said about taxes. He says, we don't pay taxes. He says, we raise taxes. He said, this is not a, or he was talking about parenting one time. He said, this is not a democracy. This is a dictatorship. I think my children would probably tell you that's the truth. Yeah, I remember W5MFC's loop, and I would comment on those long loops. I think Rusty had one. And the more wire you got up there, the more chance it's got of breaking, you know.
Somebody else trying to get in there or not. It just sounded like static to me. Did you hear it?
It was a break, Dave. But I'm going to have to go anyways. Guys, I've enjoyed it, Dave. Bernice is here. You want to say hi, Dave?
Hi, Dave.
And we need to get inside. She's got flowers and stuff. And been sitting here in the driveway sending her money back to the Saudi Arabians here. 73, Dave picked that gentleman up, but I could just barely make him out. W4DJW and 0TR clear.
Hi, Tom. Hello, Bernice. Good to talk to you. And, Tom, my boss used to always tell me, because we never did get along, or we never agreed, but one of the things he told me is, if the day we start agreeing on everything, that's the day we don't need one of us. And I agree with him completely. So if you're just agreeing with somebody all the time, then there's something really, really wrong. Anyway, you guys have a good day. Take care. W4DJW, I'm almost decimated. If there's somebody else trying to get in there, go ahead.
With you, Tango.
Rusty, that wasn't you. Somebody else was trying to get in there, and they were really, really scratchy. What'd you hear, Rusty?
All I heard was the Mike Papa at the end, and I thought I heard you talking to Tom, N0TR, too.
I think it was a whiskey four, guys. Yeah, I'm clear, N0TR.
Don't go running off yet, old man.
Rusty, will you pick it up with Tom? He's sitting in the driveway waiting to get out, so, and I am almost at my destination, so I'm hopping out. W4DJW. I enjoyed it, Tom. And Rusty, have a good day. W4DJW, clear.
Okay, Dave, 73s. Go ahead, Rusty. Bernice is out getting her flowers out of the trunk.
Okay, you've been out spending money again, huh? And that keeps the economy going. And all right, just wanted to say hello to you and see what you were up to. And I got some fellas over here mowing my grass and cleaning up my yard today, and then I'm going to go outside and see if I can shoot a line over a tree to move the corner of my antenna. How about that?
Rusty, she wanted some flour, and I had some electrical apparatus to take back from putting in that receptacle outlet for my grandson. But let this gentleman break in there for a second before I jump out. I got to go up and get the mail and help her get these flowers out. The Whiskey 4 station, you're weak, but you're in there. This is N0TR. My name's Tom.
Yeah, Tom, it's November 4, Zulu Mike Papa. Copy.
QSL, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I heard y'all talking about being on CW. You probably got my call sign somewhere in your log.
I try to log them all. I've been around about 30 years on ham radio. That's not long compared to some, but it's quite a while.
Yeah, it'll be, the name on it will be Orin. He passed about a year, a little over a year. That was my dad.
But I'm glad you kept up the tradition. But Orin, I'm going to have to get out of here. And Rusty, good luck on your antenna. But the car is already starting to get warm here. This is N0TR. Go ahead, W2T.
Okay, I was just in there to say hello. We'll catch you later. And the other station that was talking about CW, I have to do a little bit myself. So anyway, let me get back to what I was doing. Talk to you later. W2T clear.
Y'all take care. We'll talk to you later, maybe. November 4, Zulu Mike Papa.
November 4, Zulu Mike Papa. This is N0TR 73, Jordan.